Yoga Nidra, also known as yogic sleep, is a deep meditation that plays with the boundaries between sleeping and waking consciousness. The benefits of this practice are profound relaxation, healing, integration of all of the layers of self. And for this specific practice today, the added benefit of experiencing spaciousness, or akasha in Sanskrit. Hi, everybody. Thought I'd switch things up with a stellar introduction there. Take your time to prepare for your practice, your spacious, akashic practice today. It's quite likely, it's possible, we'll say that you could fall asleep during this practice, and that is okay. Simply set the intention, if you like, to remain awake and aware as best you can. If you do fall asleep, remember, it's likely, it's for sure, that your body and your mind needed that rest. As most of us know, the body temperature tends to drop during yoga nidra, so, as always, I recommend wearing cozy warm socks, have that extra layer on, cover up with a warm blanket or two. For this practice, we'll be laying on the back, corpse pose or shavasana. You can lay in bed, on the couch, the floor, your mat, whatever is speaking to you or calling out to you today. Lying on the back, the arms are comfortably down and out to the sides, palms face up. Take a few moments here to get those extra layers and settle down, settle in. Legs wide, something under the knees. Toes flop open, fingers curl, scoop pelvis, tucked chin. Unhinge the jaw, let the head be heavy, shoulders down. Broaden the collarbones to open the heart. Relax the belly. Settle down, settle in. And part of yoga nidra is committing as best we can to keeping the body as still as possible throughout the practice. So, the more comfortable you are, the easier this is. Eyes are softly closed. Eyelids are heavy, eyeballs sinking back in their sockets. Taking any last fidgets, adjustments, wiggles, squiggles, shimmies, or shakes. Maybe a big yawn, a big smile, a big lion's breath. Stick your tongue out. Ha! Yes. Arrive right here, right now. And take a long, you know what's coming, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Fill all the way up, bottom to belly, bottom of belly to top. Hold at the top. And through the mouth, sigh it out. Big release. Let go of any struggle or strain. Through the nose, long, slow, smooth, deep diaphragmatic breath in. Fill low belly, mid belly, upper belly, chest, throat, through face to top of head, and hold there, hold here. You got this. Open the mouth, unhinge the jaw, maybe make some noise. Release strain, expectation, tension, fear, worry, doubt. Empty out. Last one, through the nose, long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Fill up like a water bottle. Start at the bottom. Then fill up, out to your edges, toe tips, fingertips, top of the head, and hold here. Longest and last hold. Keep the shoulders soft. No unnecessary grip in the body. as you hold the breath. Open the mouth, huge sigh, release any old scripts, old stories, anything that doesn't serve you. Feel it dissolve out, evaporate out. Let go. And even more so, arriving here in this new space around you and within you. And notice this quality of arriving. Is there tiredness? Is there excitement? Is there anxiety? Contentment? Is there tension? No judgment. Just truly assess, how are you in this moment, really? Asking yourself like you're asking a dear, cherished friend, how are you really? And with this awareness of self in mind and heart, we'll create our Sankalpa. That Sanskrit word meaning resolve or desire. Though this isn't a longing or a desire for something unattainable, your Sankalpa is a desire to remember or recognize something that is already true, already present within you. We make this truth more conscious by naming it in our Sankalpa. So really, in essence, it's a desire to know, to remember the truth. Some examples for today. I am safe in this moment. I am whole as I am. I accept myself. I love myself. For this particular session today, you could also use I am spacious. As yes, that will be a theme through the practice today. Another Sankalpa could come to mind, to heart. Listen to what comes up for you, what feels true. What do you remember? You can take a few moments to breathe and listen for your Sankalpa. And when you have it, repeating it with faith, with feeling, three times. Nailed that remembering. This next portion of the practice, we'll begin a systematic relaxation of the body. Now I get it. Adding movement in when you've just gotten settled, there can be resistance. There usually is for me too. But trust me on this to find that spaciousness, a little tense and release. Can be so healing, so therapeutic, so helpful. So we'll systematically tense and release different portions, different parts of the body. We'll squeeze and tense. We're going to link breath and breath holds. And we're going to exhale and release. Yes? Easy peasy. Follow along as best you can. Trust me on this. Yes? We'll be finding stillness and that spaciousness in no time. So with arms and legs, I want you to lift them up off of the ground just slightly. Lift them up. Inhale. And just lightly squeeze and tense the legs and the arms lifted up off of the ground. Big inhale. Hold. No thuds on the exhale, release. Let it go. All right. Now wiggle the right foot and right ankle. Just kind of rocking that leg from right to left. stretching out the leg, hip to toes. Now inhale, squeeze your foot, curl the toes, tighten the leg, lift the foot, lift the right leg, and hold. No thuds. As you exhale, release off and let go. Beautiful. Feel what you feel. And just start to wiggle the left foot, left ankle, feeling into that leg from hips, hip to toes. Now stretch the leg out, inhale, squeeze the foot, curl the toes, tighten the leg, lift the foot, lift the leg, tight, tight, tight from hip to toes. Hold here, hold the breath, squeeze. Exhale, no thud, release, let it go. Now feel into the hips, the buttocks, and the pelvic region. A little shimmy, shake the hips, wiggle, squiggle. Now as you inhale, tighten your buttocks, squeeze the glutes as much as you can. Feel that hold through the pelvis, the groin, the hips. Hold the breath, hold the squeeze here. Exhale, melt down, huge release. And for the abdomen and the chest, we'll relax using the breath. So starting with the tummy, breathe into the belly. Inhale, filling up like a huge balloon, filling up with air just into your belly. And when you feel like you can't take in any more, pause. Maybe sip in a bit more air into the stomach, hold. Open mouth, exhale, release, deflate the belly. Breathe normally, recalibrate. And this time with the chest, so we're going to isolate air to the rib cage and the lungs. So inhale, slow and deep, expanding the ribs out and the chest like a balloon, not so much in the belly. Take in some more, fill to the top, hold. Maybe you can sip in a bit more, chest and ribs expanded wide. Hold the breath. Hold. Open mouth, exhale, release, let it go. Breathe normally. Now start to wiggle. Let this be fun, the right hand, right fingers. And really stretch out from right shoulder to right fingertips. Inhale and tighten the hand into a fist. Clench tighter, lifting the arm up off of the ground. Squeeze the forearm, the elbow, the upper arm. Squeeze the fist to the shoulder. Arm lifted up, hold the breath, squeeze. Exhale, no thud, release, let go. Open the hand. And start to wiggle the left hand, left fingers. Stretching out from shoulder through fingertips, lengthening the arms. Now lift up off of the ground. Inhale, squeeze the hand into a fist. Clench tighter through forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder. Inhale, squeeze and hold. Hold. Maybe shaking a little bit. Let go of the fist. Exhale, release, let go. Now, roll the head ever so gently from left to right, side to side. Maybe smile, come back to center, and start to stretch out the face. So just wiggle the muscles of the face, wiggle the tongue, wiggle the nose, the eyebrows can go up and down. Now on a deep inhale, scrunch up the face all the way towards the nose, like you're making a sour face, all the way in like a raisin towards the nose, tight eyes, scrunch nose, inhale, tight cheeks, tight hold the breath, squeeze. Now stick out your tongue, exhale, let it all go. Relax the face even more. You did it. Congratulations. make any minor or major adjustments that you need. Find your way back to that comfortable shavasana, a pose where you and your body can commit to being as still as possible, effortlessly. So make any final movements that the body desires. In the next few mindful and attentive breaths, take your time. Now we will step away from movement and mentally, energetically scan the body to further settle our awareness, remembering our commitment to stay still as best you can. And when I name a part of the body, feel into it without moving. Put your complete attention onto it. And for this practice today, we'll envision the part of the body named bathed in a purple light, a warm, spacious, almost magical purple light. As much as you can, visualize it filling, infusing each piece of the body. We'll begin our energetic body scan now. In the right toes, from big toe to pinky toe, bathed in purple light. The pad of the right foot, the arch of the right foot, relaxing the arch of right foot, the heel of the foot, top of the foot, the entire right foot, purple light, totally relaxed. The right ankle joint, the shin, the calf, top of right knee, back of right knee, the right inner thigh, the right outer thigh, the whole right leg, foot and toes, completely relaxed, bathed in purple light. Now sensing the left toes, from left big toe through to pinky toe, bathed in purple light. The pad of the left foot, the arch of the foot, heel of left foot, top of the foot, the whole left foot, and purple light, totally relaxed. Left ankle joint, the shin and the calf muscle, the cap of left knee to back of left knee, the inner thigh to left outer thigh, the whole left leg completely relaxed, bathed in purple light. The pelvis, the hips, the genitals completely relaxed. The lower back in purple light. The low belly, purple light. the sides of the body, the rib cage, right and left, the upper back, the shoulder blades totally relaxed, the whole spine, purple light, the armpit completely relaxed, the upper arms, shoulders, both elbows, the outside of the forearms, the inside of the forearms, the wrists, palms of the hands, backs of the hands, the thumbs, index fingers, middle fingers, both ring fingers and pinky fingers, both hands totally relaxed, bathed in purple light. This light swirls from the spine through the whole body and up into the jaw, the tongue, the ears, the back of the head. Purple light pooling around the head. The lips, the cheeks, the nose, completely relaxed. The left eye and eyelashes. The right eye and eyelashes. The forehead, crown of the head. The whole head, the whole body, completely relaxed in purple light, the entire body consumed and cocooned by this purple light. Feel as it illuminates the spaciousness of the body. Your body is as spacious as the air around you. Feel the boundary of your skin becoming paper thin. Barely feeling the separation between you and vast spaciousness. And in this spaciousness, free of boundary, free of any limit, remember your truth, your Sankalpa. It is true and present. Feel it. Repeat it 3 more times. And rest in purple light. Rest in the truth of your Sankalpa. Rest in the spaciousness that is you. only if you would like. You can consciously choose to come back into this time and space, or maybe pause here. Continue within the spaciousness. If you are coming back, you can notice the sound of my voice, my vibe. Notice your breath. Only when you're ready, you can deepen the breath. Gently wiggle fingertips and toe tips. Maybe bring the arms up and overhead. Point the toes and really stretch out like a puppy dog in a sunbeam, stretching from fingertips to toe tips. And you can leave the right arm up. Bend the left knee and roll over to the right side. Right arm becomes your pillow. You can hug one or both knees in. Pause here in the fetal position on your side. Or come to your belly. Stay on your back. A few breaths here. If you like, you can use the left hand to gently push yourself up to a seat. Keep your eyes closed. Tall spine, slightly tucked chin, shoulders soft, belly soft, a gentle smile. Feel free to sit. As long as you like, as long as you need to really feel the effects of this spacious yoga nidra practice. How do you feel truly in this moment? May this practice continue to be of benefit to you and for all beings. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. With hands at heart center, I bow to you. Namaste, my friend.